Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
I know of no other cause in which so many people will give so much of themselves to help others they will never meet. These Right to Life heroes give so freely of their time and talents to help make this the strongest and most successful social movement of our time. National Right to Life, our 50-state affiliates, and more than 3,000 chapters are able to continue and make great advancements because of our wonderful volunteers, the people who give so much of themselves to help people they will never meet. There are many volunteer heroes in the Right to Life movement, and we're going to start dedicating time to introduce some of these Right to Life heroes. Someone once said, "Some people want it to happen, some wish it to happen, others make it happen." The first two volunteers I want to introduce you to are Betty and John Eikenseer of Albuquerque, New Mexico. They are the kind of people who make it happen. Betty has been president of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico for 6 years. Her first involvement with the pro-life movement came about after a friend asked if she and John would help with the organization's booth at the state fair. They have continued to help with the booth for more than 15 years, and through that first activity, got involved in other endeavors. John and Betty got involved in their local Right to Life chapter, and Betty became an alternate to the State Board of Directors, then a director, and now president. Betty writes many of the fundraising letters for the organization and edits Right to Life Committee of New Mexico's newsletter. John has a lot of knowledge about computers and has volunteered many hours at the state office, helping when they have those oh-so-familiar computer problems. One of the most common phrases heard in the office is, "Call John." I was amazed when I became familiar with a fundraising program for the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico that John and Betty spearhead. Albuquerque is home to the Albuquerque Isotopes, a minor league baseball team franchise that serves as the farm team for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Many of the concession stands are operated by volunteers for nonprofit organizations, with a portion of the proceeds from that concession stand going to the organization. For the past 9 years, John and Betty have organized volunteers to work almost 40 games each summer. Depending on expected attendance, they need between 30 and 40 volunteers in the booth. Sometimes getting the volunteers to come forward is difficult, but they always come through. Long after the volunteers have gone home, Betty and John are working late into the night with the concession manager to settle the booth activity for the evening. The Right to Life Committee of New Mexico Educational Trust Fund raises $25,000 to $30,000 each summer through this program. Over the years, the Isotope Project has raised more than $250,000 for the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico's educational efforts. As anyone in the Right to Life movement knows, money raised is quickly spent on educational efforts throughout the state. John and Betty have 5 grown children and several grandchildren. I asked why they do what they do, because they could sit back, relax, and enjoy life. John replied, "We come from a generation that, if something had to be done, you volunteered. We see a need that needs to be done." Betty added, "No one ever retired in the Bible." They also believe that we communicate better as we grow older. We have more experiences, and we get better with age. As I said at the beginning of the program, some people want it to happen, some wish it to happen, others make it happen. So to John and Betty and all of the volunteers around the country who make it happen, we thank you for everything that you do. Stay tuned for future episodes highlighting Right to Life heroes. If you have a hero in your area who you feel should be highlighted, send me an email at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.